This podcast is not safe for work and will feature movie spoilers. It will feature scenes described of a graphic nature. It will contain language which most listeners may find offensive. Welcome to the podcast Under the Stairs. Hi everyone and welcome to the podcast Under the Stairs. I'm your host Duncan McLeish, welcome to the show. Up on this episode, we are continuing a look at the Italian collection series from 88 Films, and on this one we're making a stop off at disc number 80. It is, of course, The Whip and the Body from Mario Bava. Now, this is the limited edition for the collection, and I believe this might now be sold out, so if it's still available in some web stores, or if you're in like an HMV or a FOP or whatever over in the UK and you see a copy of this, pick up the limited edition one. This one is definitely worth the pennies for sure. As the Italian collection goes, I've said it before, I will say it again, 80 discs in, I think there's maybe 10 that I've thought have been kind of standard subpar, are not worthy of the great moniker of Italian collection compared to the 70 titles that I think range from great to excellent. Whip and the Body exists in that category of excellent. This is peak Mario Bava gothiness, and it's kind of phenomenal for it. So yeah, we're going to talk about this one after the first break. As a quick update to the show, we've been fairly inconsistent in releasing episodes. That's mostly due to travel and stuff to do with my work. Yes, I have a job which is not doing YouTube videos. One day, you never know, the dream may come true and I can give up one in favour of the other. But yeah, we're looking to get back onto a regular schedule with tons of content coming up real soon. Of course, this is continuing our Italian collection look. This weekend, I'm going to Glasgow Fright Fest. So there will be a kind of Fright Fest preview video that makes its way up. I'm going to probably take some footage of Fright Fest itself, do like a kind of video vlog of me and the guys out there experiencing that, our kind of thoughts and ruminations on it. And then in the next week and a half, I will return either myself or with the Baz to give full reviews of the 11 movies that are playing at Fright Fest overall in Glasgow. So yeah, keep your eyes peeled for that as well, and certainly more Italian collection content coming your way. But let's get down to the heart of the matter. We're going to take our first break of this episode. When I return, I'm going to be giving you information on The Whip and the Body, disc number 80 in the Italian collection from 88 Films. We'll be right back right after this.
Ho giurato che prima di morire vedrò questa lama piantata nella gola di quell'uomo. Sembrava come se fosse uscito dalla tomba. Cosa credevate?
Niente. I morti non possono muoversi nella tomba.
Faccio paura, eppure una volta ti piacevo.
Sì, una volta.
Ti è sempre piaciuta la violenza.
Oh.
sei mia, sarai sempre mia. Io sono ritornato per te. Sono tornato per te, Nevenka, e per vendicarmi di quelli che mi odiano.
È la vendetta di Kurt. Ucciderà tutti! Perché siamo tutti colpevoli! Tutti!
Smettila con queste assurdità, Nevenka! Vuoi farci diventare pazzi? Rispetta almeno il mio dolore!
Mi hai costretto ad amarti, ma io ti odio, Kurt. Mi libererò di te.
So yeah, disc number 80 is The Whip and the Body from Mario Bava, making a return to Mario Bava in the collection. Now, this is the limited edition one, so I mentioned that before. So it comes with alternate art that's been designed for this release. Very, very, very pretty. Inside here we have, well, we've got the kind of hard case. Hopefully you hear that as a sound effect. We've got the disc here, for those that are a bit pedantic. We have the old white sleeve there as well, with the number, so you can keep everything cushy when your pain is facing outwards and you want to see those numbers. And here we have a limited edition poster. We also have the disc, that's there. And then we also have a booklet here. Nicely put together booklet with plenty of information on this. In terms of overall, what the disc has, let me read the back, saves me searching the interwebs for it. It says, seduction, sadism and sexual obsession. The Whip and the Body is one of the greatest films of legendary director Mario Bava, who did The Hatchet for a Honeymoon and Black Sunday. The equally legendary Christopher Lee, who played everything from Dracula to Lords of the Rings, plays Kurt Menliff. He is the black sheep of the family, banished for his wicked, wicked ways. But now he's home and keen to resume his sadomasochistic affair with his brother's wife, Nevenka, played by Dahlia Lavi. So keen, in fact, that he's not even untimely death can put a stop to his violent lust. A delirious journey into troubled souls, this is arguably the greatest film Bava ever made. I would say arguably, and I'm arguing against the other side. I don't think it's his greatest film, but it's certainly up there. And now it's looking better than ever, gloriously restored from newly discovered film elements. 88 Films is proud to present Bava's masterpiece, finally resplendent in all its gothic splendour. On this one, you get the rigid slipcase. Remember that sound? Oh, there we go. Rigid slipcase with brand new artwork by Sam Gibley. A 40-page perfect-bound book featuring new writings on the film by Rachel Nisbet, Martia Olenhoek, and Francesco Massiani. It's a double-sided fold-out poster with the French poster artwork as well. This is a 4K and 2K restoration from Archival Print Materials. It's 2.0 English LPCM mono, 2.0 Italian LPCM mono with the English subtitles. There's an audio commentary from Kim Newman and Sean Hogan. Audio commentary with Italian cinema experts Troy Holworth and Nathaniel Thompson, who have been longtime collaborators with this series. The Gothic and the Fantastic, an interview with Lamberto Bava, son of Mario Bava. Working with Bava, an interview with Sergio Martino. Whipping the Body, an interview with Ernesto Gastaldi. The German trailer, Italian trailer, French trailer, and reversible sleeve featuring the original Italian poster artwork. So yeah, Whipping the Body, title that I am very familiar with. I'd probably say I'd have it in my top five Bava overall. I don't think it's like his best movie, although I will say for the time period it came out in that kind of like early 60s, it shows his style of filmmaking that is high art and high style Gothic cinema that Bava himself became synonymous with. Like, you see a lot of directors nowadays doing the Gothic splendor and adding those elements of kind of high surrealism and color, which is basically right out the Bava playbook. So that's kind of how he rolled. And to be honest, if you're going to copy a director and a style, Bava's not a bad one to do. So yeah, so you have that first and foremost. You also have this at a weird time period. This is kind of coming in as he is kind of making his name as this outstanding, still relatively in his infancy of filmmaking in the horror genre, Gothic horror filmmaker, influenced certainly by the Universal Pictures and less Hitchcock in this one, although Hitchcock will out as we carry on. But Hammer horror certainly has an effect, and lo and behold, in this movie you have Christopher Lee. Anecdotally speaking, Christopher Lee wasn't entirely pleased with this movie. He found it to be slightly too perverted for his tastes overall. Thought it was kind of a movie that was beneath him. I don't know how much of those comments came out while he was making the movie. It seemed to be in interviews after the fact. And yes, it has a kind of kinky streak in it, but by today's standards, this movie is tame. Like super, super tame. Like, cartoons go harder than this. So he turns on a great performance. So this is in that weird time period where Christopher Lee himself is known for all these Hammer horror classics, playing everything from The Mummy through Frankenstein and Frankenstein's Monster into, you know, Dracula predominantly, and is desperately trying to branch out and do other roles elsewhere. You know, whether it's playing Dracula in Spanish productions, but in the case of this one here, making his way over to work with a relatively new aspiring horror director in Mario Bava to star in this one as a sadomasochistic ghost. The story itself, surprisingly original. I mean, it has that kind of almost Edgar Allan Poe-esque kind of haunting, ghost-like delivery, but there's something, like I said before, high art about it. The way it's composed, the way it's structured, the score, the lighting. It's a very beautiful movie to look at. And in that Gothic setting, with that unnatural light, it just seems to elevate it. By the time you get to Black Sabbath, which comes like in around the same time period, and you're getting the Wordalak, and you're seeing how Bava is taking that idea of kind of old Gothic, but adding like neon lights and, you know, bright ostentatious colours against it to accentuate the gnarliness, the grisliness, and the ethereal horror. A lot of the building blocks are already fully realised in The Whip and the Body. So, I mean, it's around that same time period, but it's certainly a visual style that he's creating. And it's like one that has a huge impact by the time you're jumping less than a decade on and you're looking at the work of Argento, which is rife with Bava lighting skills. So it's hard to undersell the importance of what Bava is actually doing in this time period, in the early 60s, in horror cinema in Italy. He's almost given it its own identity and his own voice. Famously, a lot of these movies didn't necessarily translate all that well out with Europe. Bava never really finding his voice in America until much later on. But, like, in European circles, very well received, and you can see why. This feels like a Euro horror movie. This feels like a very arty, very well put together, much more stylized and stylistic, chic kind of Hammer horror movie in its best possible way. The performances by Lavey and by Lee together are just absolutely brilliant. And it gets a bit daring, and it does get a bit raunchy for the time period. I mean, we like to sit there and go, well, it was the 60s, so like everyone was shagging. And yes, everyone was shagging in the 60s. But when you're making a movie in Italy, which is like home of the Catholic Church, there was still a relative level of I was going to say prudity, I don't even know if that is a word, if it isn't we're using it, where you have like overseers of the church, and specifically inscripted into laws as well on obscenity of what could be shown and what couldn't. And this movie is skirting the lines for sure in terms of its sexual content and its gratification. I suppose what maybe saves it in a lot of those respects is the fact that it is a supernatural element, it is a ghost that is perpetrating the acts overall. It's really well put together, it has a very compelling story, and if we're talking about the way that this has been packaged and put together, this is the second review in a row where I will say 88 films have come out absolutely swinging on the print. So previously in this number 79 we talked about the 4K UHD restoration of Cannibal Holocaust. The 4K and 2K workings on this one are like absolutely gorgeous. Now I had a version of The Whip and the Body, I think I had the Blue Underground version of the movie, and had that for years and, you know, revisited many times. And I thought it was a good version of it, I never really had much to complain about. But here, it just, the colours are incredible and inviting, and it's a very absorbing view in the way it's been put together. So fair play to 88 Films, they have over time morphed from a label that will do the bare minimum to get something out the door to actually really deliver, and specifically on these later day collection entries, really, really high quality work. As for the special features, some of these I was familiar of. You're not getting any like great deal compared, like Holocaust was full of special features, and this one, a couple of commentaries. Kim Newman is always a delight to listen to, but I would say that Troy Holworth and Nathaniel Thompson, I kind of enjoy like dipping in and out of their commentary as the movie goes on and just hearing where they are, what they're talking about, what anecdotes they're bringing in terms of character. The kind of talking head interviews are worth a watch as well, for sure. I don't think they're necessarily as good as some of the other ones I've seen on other Bava discs. I could probably cite at least two or three Arrow releases from Bava titles where I personally felt like they've got just the right amount of talking heads on here. But I did get through the booklet. The Rachel Nisbet work specifically in the booklet is kind of phenomenal, and she's fastly becoming one of my kind of favourite kind of horror film reviewer slash writer slash historian talking heads in written form. It's a long way of saying someone that writes about horror movies. I found like her work particularly in this one really, really, really inspiring, and it did get me kind of giddy to break out the big old book of Mario Bava that I have upstairs, and kind of start going back through this and reading about this time period as well. So something that's kind of cool to get through. So yeah, I mean, this is a 5. It's an easy 5. I would say, yes, definitely in my top 5 Bava movies. Probably not in my top 3. And that might bring us to something we might want to try and do this year. I maybe want to do my top 10 Bava. That could be kind of fun because it gives me an excuse to rewatch a lot of movies I haven't seen in a long time. And we maybe do that towards the end of the year and run the gambit of top 10 Mario Bava movies. So watch this space, it may come your way for sure, and if it does, it'll be fun because I'll be doing it and I'm a fun guy. So thank you very much for checking out this review. We will of course be back with Fright Fest coverage for Glasgow 2024 and the next week. You have a couple of videos that will drop, one with a preview, one kind of vloggy one where we're like chatting with the lads in between movies and following a bit of placing in Glasgow, and then the one that comes after that will be reviews of the 11 feature films that are playing at that festival, and then we'll be back to do more Italian collection. We'll have disc number 81, which looks like a swords and sandals sci-fi romp that I've never seen before. I have it, I got it for my Christmas, so I'm looking forward to peeling back the cellophane and getting into that one as well. Of course, the only way to make sure that you consistently get this content is if you're checking us out on YouTube, hit like, subscribe, even that notification bell so you get a little reminder when I have posted a brand new video. As always, the comments are open, so let me know, do you like The Whip and the Body? Is it top 3 for you? Is it top for you of the movies of Mario Bava? Let's start a dialogue, it's always fun to chat, but make sure you subscribe and like the video. If you're checking us out on Spotify or Anchor, well, there's a little question that pops up at the end, please answer it. I love to see your comments there. And if you're checking this out on any of the podcatchers in audio format only, make sure you're subscribing there. That way you get access to the over 1,300 episodes of Podcasts Under the Stairs and everything we put out in the future. So until then, wherever you are, whatever the time zone is, and whatever you're up to in this big bad world of ours, please take care of yourselves out there. This is Duncan McLeish broadcasting live from Under the Stairs, and I am signing off.